If you listen to what I'm getting ready to say, it will change your life. I didn't spend my whole life trying to figure out what the truth was as a game. This was not a game. I sometimes make it sound like it's a game because it's so ridiculous. It's funny at times. But I promise you, if you listen to what I'm getting ready to say, it's going to change your life. You already know it. You just don't know that you know it. That's the sad part. Okay. I don't care if it's Dr. Phil. I don't care if it's a Baptist preacher. I don't care if it's a Methodist preacher. I don't care if it's a financial guy, guru online. I don't care if it's a bounty hunter D catching cheaters. I don't care if it's Jerry Springer. I don't care if it's some nurse online teaching about nursing or some doctor online teaching about doctor stuff. Notice there's people out there, lawyers talking about lawyer stuff, tax people talking about tax stuff, accountants talking about accountant stuff. There's a lot of people out there who specialize in certain things. I'd like to say my specialty is to get down to the root of everything, to get to the root of the problem, and to teach the holographic truth, which is the whole pie, not just pieces of the pie. The gematria people have a piece, the Essene people have a piece. Everybody's got a piece of the pie. And so the secret to understand, whether it's another country, another state, another the way to run countries or businesses, every person that you see specializing in certain topics, listen to them. Don't argue with them. Don't fight with them. Listen to them. They might be wrong. And most of the time, everybody's wrong about something. But listen to them. And take all the pieces of the puzzle. See what they'll tell you when you first get saved and you start reading your Bible. They'll say, don't read this. Don't read this. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. They're trying to blind you. Yeah, put the Bible first, compare it with the Bible, and read your Bible, get grounded in the Word. You've got to get grounded in the Word. But you've got to understand that just because somebody's a theologian doesn't mean he knows about finances. Or just because somebody's a theologian doesn't mean they know about doctor stuff. You know, God has allowed all these different specialists, pieces of the pie, to build you up. Just like it says in Ephesians 4, the members of the body of Christ all are fitly framed together, but they're all teaching each other face to face, turning. And so if you read in Ephesians 4, it says there's many members of the body edifying each other up and building each other up. And so the Bible is telling you how this whole thing works. And the allegory is, the primary allegory is, your foot is not your hand, your finger is not your toe, your arm is not your leg, your head is not the body. So all your bodily parts are there to build up the body. In other words, if I exercise my legs by riding a bike, I'm actually also, not intentionally, but I'm also building up my arms. So when you're communicating with somebody, you're building that other person up. Even if you're fighting, if they're communicating with you, they're building you up. You would rather not fight. The reason people fight is because they think their piece of the pie is the greatest. And it's not. It's not. This is probably why women get mad at men, because men, a lot of times, we don't listen to the women. But if you just sit down and listen, you can learn from women. I've learned a lot from women. Actually, quite a lot. Listening to people, listening to even, you know, you can learn from children. Everything is a piece of the whole. So we look at the body. We can do that in a business. Let's say there's a manager running a business and he or she's got these people working and they specialize in this particular area. Why wouldn't the manager ask their opinion, because they're specialist in that area, instead of trying to be the jack of all trades? Ask the specialist. So in business, in marriage, in a church, in society, in life, watching YouTube, why fight with people? There's no reason to fight with them. Listen to them. If you disagree, and if you're a specialist in America, create your own channel. If you don't like the way something's being done, do it yourself. But don't try to destroy the pieces of the pie just because you think your piece is greater than somebody else's piece. And I've seen that. I've seen it in the Pentecostal. I've seen it in the Baptist. I've seen it in the Methodist. What did the Pentecostal bring? I'm not saying they're right. Don't take me wrong. But think about what they do. Some of the pieces of what they have said. One of the things that the Pentecostal do, they'll talk about the Logos word and the Rhema word. That's real. Look it up in the Greek. There's a Rhema word and there's a Logos word. The Methodists, what are they doing? They tell you in their name. Method. They follow a traditional method. Doesn't mean I agree with it, but methods and traditions might have some little bit of help to bring people to the whole. What do the Baptists do? They beat on the table and say, and yell and scream and hit you with a 2x4. That's good. I don't have a problem with that. But then they'll say faith alone, and they'll say, well, you better not miss a day of church. You better not, you know, they got some things that they got to work on. And so it's true with the different dispensationalists, the legalists. I'm a dispensation. I believe in the dispensations. The legalist, you know, the Bible's very clear that you got to be under some kind of tutor until you learn to be free and be responsible. So there's some good in legalism. It's designed to cut you and to get you to cry out God, and God will show you about walking in the Spirit. But until then, you're under legalism to protect yourself. So all the parts are fitly framed together, and you reach out and you learn from this one and this one and this one and this one and this one. And what's the purpose of it? The purpose of the pieces is not to fight each other. It's to learn from each other and grow and get closer and closer to the truth. We're actually, when we see Jesus, we'll be like him. We're approaching the truth. We're approaching the absolute truth. And you'll notice, whether it's building cars or building systems or businesses or communities or whatever it is, you notice how we're all culminating to one zero point. What is a term they use? We're all approaching that understanding. Everybody's doing it in different ways, but we're all moving towards that one zero point, the ultimate climax. Christ comes back. We see, oh, it was all about Christ. And, oh, there's a certain way you should have transportation. There's a certain way you should run your home. There's a certain way you should run your business. There's always a certain way to do something, but everybody's still trying to figure it all out. The Bible believers, we think we already know, and I believe we already have it, you know. We believe the home should be run as the primary example. There's a head, there's a body. There's a leader, there's a follower. There's love, there's submission. There's grace and truth, and there's unconditional love there, and there's building, each member of that family is building up the other one. And that is the pattern. It should be in homes, it should be in churches, it should be in businesses, it should be in nations and states and communities. It should be everybody building each other up. Because each person has different gifts, many gifts in the body. And so the problem is they're going to try to force this on people, and they're going to try to force it with a 666 demonic hive mind instead of by the Spirit of God. And so that's the battle that's going on. And so you don't have to be mad at anybody. People just do things different. I remember when I first started out, my first job, I worked for this electrician. He wanted it done his way and his way alone, and he didn't want you to question anything you do, anything he did, even if he was wrong. And if he was wrong and you said, and you showed him, he'd get mad. Because he couldn't admit he was wrong. He couldn't admit that he made a mistake. That's narcissism. That's pride. That's probably why there's so many divorces. It's sad. It's pathetic. It's ridiculous. It's insane. Why do you think nations fight? Why don't they learn from each other? Why don't they, instead of wars and win-lose, let's have a win-win. Okay, Russia. The reason is they want to be dictators. I don't know really who knows really what their whole purpose was in the beginning. But they say the whole purpose of the USA was to have different parties to build up, to find the proper way, you know, to govern the people. So when you're watching YouTube or you're watching Instagram or Facebook or whatever you watch, it's all the same anyway. But whatever you're watching and you see all these different pieces of the puzzle, take what you need and move toward wholeness. Move toward holiness. Move towards fullness and oneness with the Creator. Step back and watch the red versus blue game, or he said, she said, and you're fighting and you're wrong and I'm right and you're wrong. And step back and observe the childishness that's out there. It's ridiculous. There's many members to build up the body. Edifying one another. Edify means building, to edify, edifice. So in Ephesians 4, edifying the other members. There's some pastors, there's some teachers, there's some prophets, there's some singers, there's all different the apostles and evangelists. There's all kinds of members in the body. The women have their role, the man has his role, the kids have their role, the old people have their role. Everybody has a different role. But all the fighting because you think your piece of the pie, you think you've already arrived or you've got all the answers, that's the problem. How are you going to move to wholeness if you don't listen to other people? The purpose of face-to-face communication, or communion is the word communication, is to turn you and push you back closer to source. Actually, you know what marriage really is? It's to push the person back to source, back to wholeness, back to holiness, to be healthy, whole, complete, spiritually, spirit, soul, body. That's the whole thing. But everybody's fighting about stupid stuff. What'd the football game do? What'd the basketball game do? And I'm a cowboy. I'm a Redskin. Stupid. I mean, just stupid. It's not that complicated. But the reason they don't want you to wake, the devil don't want you to wake up to it, or whoever, Illuminati, whatever you want to say, aliens or whatever. The reason they don't want you to wake up, because they're jealous of the unity that could be in a home, in a church, in a job, in a marriage, in a society. That's why they want to divide. Who cares if they have a different opinion? They're still human, you know? Why fight? Why argue?